Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. Good evening. Good morning. It is Tuesday morning, June 23rd, 2015, and welcome to Wanda and the Word. Now, last show I did was my news and prayer. You can find that at Wanda Faye News and Prayer at Blog Talk Radio. I was using a different phone system, so I'm trying something different this time. If I have any live listeners and you're going to be listening, if you could let me know how the audio is, I'd appreciate it. Anyway, so hopefully the audio will be okay. I'm just going to get right into prayer and then in the Word of God. I'll take a phone call or two later on when I get after I get started with the Bible study. This is 30 minutes long. It might go 45 minutes, 15 of those into the archives. But the live show will only be 30 minutes. Okay. All righty. So Lord, we just thank you for this day. This is a new day, Lord, and your mercies are new every morning. And this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We can pray that you would continue to lift up the hurting people in Charleston, Lord, at this church where our brothers and sisters died, 9 of them. Father, lift up the families to you, Lord. I lift up our country to you. I pray for peace to blanket our country, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and bless this show. Your word is wonderful, Lord. Your word is so amazing and wonderful. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. We just want to draw closer to you right now, Lord. We just want to draw closer to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Amen. Okay, everybody. I'm going to start in Psalm 106. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read some segments of it. I was reading it earlier today, and I really got some great things out of it. Of course, I always get great things out of the Word of God, but starts out, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. Praise you, Lord. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Alas, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works, they waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. So, and then he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Now that's up to verse 15, and it goes on to talk about how you know, they made a calf in Horeb and worshiped the molten image. See, they forgot how good God was. And let's apply that to our lives. You know, let's when we go through a time where we don't maybe hear a lot from God, and we're going through a time where we're walking by faith, and, you know, without faith it's impossible to please Him. Maybe you're going through something and you're just not seeing, you know, you're not seeing the hand of God like you'd like. But that's where we're supposed to trust Him and believe that He's there, and that, hey, He's the same God that delivered us so many times. He's the same God that provided for us so many times before in our lives. He's never failed us, right? He's never failed us. And so we go through a time where we seem like the trial is bigger, and you just, oh, Lord, how are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? And, you know, you start fearing, you know. He says, fear not, for I'm with you. We have to see the children of Israel as our example of what they went through. And he, you know, that hurt God. I mean, here he was, you know. Now I'm going to go down. I'm going to just keep going. Let me see. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. The earth opened up and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram, and a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. In verse 19, they made a calf in Horeb and worshiped the molten image. In other words, they set up a new god for them to worship. And we, you know, he says, they shall have no other gods before him. Now, and that means, I mean, that means so much. He's really a jealous God, and he doesn't want us to have any other gods before him. He wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth from our hearts. And, you know, so the gods of this world, the little g, Jesus, you know, he said Satan is the little g, the little god of this world. He goes about this world tempting people and just causing havoc in our earth. Now, he has been defeated by the cross of Jesus, but we have a lot of work to do, and praying and against him, binding him up. And in those times, especially where you're waiting on the Lord, and there's, you know, you're thinking that the Lord has left you, has forgotten you. He hasn't, okay? Now, see, somebody's in my chat room. Hi there. I want to see if you can tell me if the audio is coming across to you, okay? Just let me know if you want. I'm going to keep talking and assuming that it's okay, hopefully. Okay, so verse 20, they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forget God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Oh, great. Thank you so much for letting me know that the audio is okay. I appreciate that so much. Okay, so, you know, Moses, by this too, when we intercede for God, we are intercessors for the nation. You're an intercessor for a friend or family member. You're praying, okay? You know, be an intercessor. Stand in the breach, okay? And it's not that he's, you know, the enemy is the one that going to come and steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and life more abundantly. So don't blame things on God when they happen, because he's not the author of sickness and disease and hurtful things. It's the enemy. And so you've got to learn to put on the whole armor of God. You got to resist the devil. After you submit yourself to God, resist the devil and he will flee. You really got to put up your put your fighting glove, okay, so to speak. We war not against flesh and blood, okay, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, okay. Now, yea, they despise the pleasant land. They believe not his word, okay. They fell into unbelief, and it's so easy for us to fall into unbelief by a day-by-day basis sometimes, you know. So we got to really remember to snap out of it and put our faith in God minute by minute during the day. And I'm talking practical, okay? But they murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. And when you start murmuring and complaining, that's really dangerous, okay? Because the enemy will really use that and feel sorry for yourself, okay? I mean, I've been there, done that. And I really try to snap out of it as fast as I can, because that's really a tool of the enemy. His hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations and to scatter them in the land. Okay, so it goes on like that, okay? But it's really neat because he get over here in Psalm 107, you know, he talks about in verse 6, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Okay, now, so in Psalm 107, it's really, really neat. Down here in 19, they'll go through all this stuff. Then he says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So I'm going to stop there on the Psalms. I love reading the Psalm as a prayer. I recommend it. I highly recommend it. But see, when you go to church and or even in your home, praising the Lord, sometimes I'll catch myself and I just say, I love you, Jesus, and praise him. And when you go to church, you know, they're not just playing music up there and singing for nothing. They're up there worshiping the Lord God Almighty. And I always think, wow, I love to raise my hands and praise him. And I know my arms get tired sometimes, but I'm thinking of it this way, but don't really enter into that type of worship. I just say this, like, I'm just talking to inspire you. He stretched out his arms. Jesus stretched out his arms for us, okay, when he died on the cross. The least we can do is lift up our hands and praise him every once in a while, or more than every once in a while. It won't hurt us, okay, is what I'm saying. And I just think of it like that. It's like, you did that for me. I'm going to raise my hands and praise your holy name, Lord. Bless you. Okay? Now, if you're not into that yet, then that's okay. There's no condemnation. I'm not twisting your arm to do that, but I'm just saying, I'm just bringing in a little factor that I think about all the time when I'm praising him. Okay, so I'm going to come over here to, wish I had a song, some music to play for you, but I don't. I'm going to come over here to praise you, Jesus. Matthew. Praise you, Lord. I just guess I'll come over here to Matthew 5. This is an example of, the church over there in Charleston, they really, the Lord, their walk with the Lord really kicked in. I mean, okay, if you have heard that it had been said, verse 43, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. You know, they showed this boy, this man, the love of God. I mean, you know, they were hurting so much inside from what he did to their loved ones. But they're showing the love of God to him, forgiving him. And you got to forgive your enemies. You got to forgive, and it's not just for them; it's for you. And then let them. You did your part. You did your part by forgiving them, because he says, you know, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's not that he doesn't need punishment. He needs punishment, okay, for what he did. Great punishment. But for their own sake, even, they forgave him. Because when you start holding bitterness and evil against somebody, even when they've done you wrong, it's hurting you, not them. Bitterness and can in your heart and, you know, just wreak havoc with your soul and your body. I've heard it said that, and I'm not saying everybody that has arthritis or anything like that, but a lot of health-related things can really be attributed to bitterness and things like that. It's not good for your soul. Anger, hatred, and evil in your heart, it's not good for your body, okay? So release all that to God and tell him you forgive somebody if you're needing to forgive somebody, just say it by faith, okay? Even if you think that you're really not being truthful with God, just say it by faith, because we shall have what we say and do it by faith, okay? I forgive so-and-so. And you might bring, it might come back up again, the hurt will probably come up, especially. You know, I mean, the hurt might come back, I'm sure it will come back, but you just every time, just have forgive them, you know, forgive them. And then you can pray also for God to convict your enemies, convict them. I mean, if they're really messing with you, pray for God to convict them of sin. And that's for their own good, because you want them to repent and go to heaven. So there's nothing wrong with praying like that, okay? But praise you, Jesus. I just come over here and let me see here. I'd like to get over here into Galatians. I really love the book of Galatians. It's really a book that will set you free. It's only six chapters long. And if you read it regularly, I'd say it'll really set you free from a lot of your own, you might be setting yourself up with your own little laws and stuff that you're tied up with them, and you're not free, that God wants you to be free to be who you are in him. And this book, really, if you just even read it and then speed read through it, even, it really, really is a great, talks about, you know, we started out in faith when we received Jesus, and then the enemy kind of can tempt us to go back to being under the law. And he fulfilled the law, don't get me wrong. We love the law. But, okay, now, over here it says in verse 16 in chapter 2, it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh, for no flesh be justified. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Because we're justified by faith in Christ, okay? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see I've got some guests and some friends in the chat room. God bless you all. Let me see. I have about 9 minutes left here live. Anyway, okay, then in verse 17, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. You know, just because we're under grace does not mean that we go back into sin, okay, either. Now, but we don't go backwards into the law. We continue to walk by faith and trust him. In verse 19, for I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. I mean, here we are. Jesus has died for us to have our faith in him. But if we go back to, and even making our own little laws for ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with being disciplined. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, you know, we can catch ourselves living under our own little laws we make for ourselves. And then you get frustrated and angry, and you're just frustrated. And, you know, you got to listen to God and the Holy Spirit and be led by him. Not driven by your own brain all the time and heart. Listen to him. That's why it's important to stay in the Word of God. Now, let me see here. I'll go over to verse 10 in chapter 3, and then I'm going to end this. Okay. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Ooh. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. See, we can't keep all the law. So if we try to keep one of the law, then we got to keep all the law. But we can't do that, okay? Verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Then I'm going to read is verse 14 in chapter 3. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. So, praise you, Jesus. I'm just going to pray a little prayer here. Father, I just thank you for all my listeners and all my listeners live and in the archives. And thank you for them, Lord, and pray that you'll touch their lives in a special way. And I appreciate them tuning in, God, and pray that this time together in your word has been beneficial to them, Lord, and that those in the archives that will also, because your word doesn't just stop when this show stops, Lord. Your word is eternal. So, Father, thank you for all these listeners, and bless them, God, in every area of their life, Lord. Pray for their salvation. If they don't know you, just open their hearts to just say a little prayer and ask you into their hearts and ask them to forgive them for their sins. And thank you for your mercy, Lord, upon us, and provide every need, heal every hurt, touch our country, bring us together, Lord. We bind the devil. He is bound in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for all these things and give you all the praise and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, praise you, Jesus. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody, and my live listeners. I appreciate you coming into the chat room. And so I'm going to end the show now. Unless somebody wants to call in, there's 4 minutes left, 3 minutes. I'll probably go ahead and end the show now. Anyway, okay, yeah, God has called us, COG says, God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. 1 Thessalonians 4:7, amen. Amen, absolutely. We walk as close as we can to Jesus, and he will continue to work in us as he promised. He'll work until the day, you know, until the day. Okay, so. Alrighty, I'm going to end it here. I love you. Thank you for so much, and God bless. Bye-bye.